A man walked out on the rolling hills on an evening fine and warm. And he had not gone one league from home when there blew up a sudden storm. And in the storm he lost his way, for the night it had grown so black, till the clouds did part and the moon shone cold on the stones of the old straight track. He followed the track to a tavern's door ere the light of the moon should fail. And they gave him shelter and meat and drink, and they told him a thousand tales. And they set him straight on the way back home in the ragged and rosy dawn. And the hills were the hills he had always known, but the world that he knew was gone. There are two streams of time, two directions time may pass. There's the time when the tale of the world takes place, from the first word to the last. And the time when the tale of the world is changed, each time it is told again. But that's not the time that is meant to pass in the lives of mortal men. Next night, when he sought for that tavern all by the light of the dwindling moon, what he found was a circle of standing stones, all carved with forgotten runes. And he beat on the stones and he cried out loud, saying, "Where can I ever go? How in the world can I get back home to the world that I used to know?" Then a door opened up in the circle's midst, where there wasn't a door at all. And beyond was the warmth of a blazing hearth and the mirth of a feasting hall. And a lord like a king from the elder days came to him and took his hand, saying, "Come be our guest for another night, and perhaps you will understand." There are two streams of time, two directions time may pass. There's the time when the tale of the world takes place, from the first word to the last. And the time when the tale of the world is changed, each time it is told again. But that's not the time that is meant to pass in the lives of mortal men. There were meat and drink as had been before, there were tales, but the tales were strange. For the selfsame stories were told once more, but not one was retold unchanged. Then the lord of the house raised up his hand, and silence came o'er the hall. And he said to his guest, "Find your answer here in the tale which contains them all." There are some who say that the world was told once on an ageless night, in the storyteller's circle, gathered round in the dawn fire's light. And they told it once, and aright and true, and after it all was done, the tellers walked in the world they'd told by the light of the first day's sun. Now it's true that the world is a tale that's told, but it never was carved in stone. Nor was it ever fixed, nor finished, nor told one time alone. But every night it is told again, never once as it was before. And the tellers sit around the dawn fire still, as they shall forevermore. There are two streams of time, two directions time may pass. There's the time when the tale of the world takes place, from the first word to the last. And the time when the tale of the world is changed, each time it is told again. But that's not the time that is meant to pass in the lives of mortal men. Now some of the tellers desired to live in the world and the time they'd spun, and walked out of the ring of the dawn fire's light in the days when the world was young. But But some of them wished that the tale should be revised and retold again, and remained in the time that's beyond the tale, never touched by the time within. But if one chose a life lived within the world later on, he might change his mind and set out to return to the circle, but the way he could never find. For the way to the place where the dawn fire burns has been lost since the days of old. Still a teller might hope to return again to the time when the tale is told. He would build him a hall with a mighty hearth. He would send for his kith and kin. He would gather all those who no longer wished to belong to the time within. If the place of the dawn fire was lost to them, they would kindle a fire themselves. And if men of the world heard of them at all, they heard legends and called them elves. There are two streams of time, two directions time may pass. There's the time when the tale of the world takes place, from the first word to the last. And the time when the tale of the world is changed, each time it is told again. But that's not the time that is meant to pass in the lives of mortal men. So now you know where your feet have strayed and can guess at what that may mean. You have stepped from your tale, from your world and time, to a time that lies in between. If it lay in our power to send you home, be assured we would think it well. But the tale of the world out of which you came is not one that is ours to tell. A change in the tale that lies at our door is not a thing we can see undone. For the tales told here are of far-off lands and of worlds under distant suns. You may yet return to the lands you left, though their tales will be strange, I fear. Or if you so wish, you may take your place in the circle of story here.